So what's the variation across the units? Again, still looking at all surgically treated cases. The UK average was 24%. You can see between units for invasive cancers, it varied from just above 10 all the way through to 40%. With a non-operative diagnosis, it was 23%. With a non-operative diagnosis and breast-conserving surgery, it was 25%. And without a non-operative diagnosis, 86% of the invasive cancers had another operation, which you'd expect either to go back for the nodes or because you didn't actually take the whole tumour out in your diagnostic operation. For the non-microinvasive cancers, 28% overall, from just under 10% all the way through to over 50% here. Average with a non-operative diagnosis 25. If you have breast conserving surgery, it was 31, and then without a non-operative diagnosis, it was 44%. So some of those tumours are being taken out in their non-operative, in their diagnostic operation, and some you're not going back for. What we thought we should focus on is the standard here, where the standard is that you shouldn't have more than three operations. We had 37 cases that had more than three. 10 of those were in the South East Coast and 7 of them were in one particular screening unit.
Clearly an outlier. Do we have any comments on that?
Could it be because, and I'm not from the South East, but would it be because some of those operations were diagnostic? Because you've included...
No, you can only have one diagnostic operation.
Yes.
Well, you're not supposed to have more than three, and that would include a diagnostic operation.
We're about to find out, I think.
I'm the QA surgeon for South East Coast. I am this outlier.
Right.
I do not believe in taking large amounts of tissue causing cosmetic deformity and offering choice. That makes me an outlier. If you wish to know the amount of grams of tissue as a percentage of total weight and size that can be provided. But I have a different opinion, and if I was in Australia, I would be hung, drawn and quartered.
But these are women having more than four operations for their surgical treatment.
A small number who say they do not want, under any circumstance, to have a mastectomy. That is called patient choice as much as anything else. There's nothing I can do about it if that's what they say.
But everyone else in the country presumably has the same number of patients with that choice.
Come to Surrey. They're slightly different.
I'm sorry, I'm a patient. I have a mastectomy. Very happy with it. Don't feel mutilated. Do feel a bit of an oddity at times when people say, well, why didn't you have a reconstruction? I didn't want one. Very happy.
Sorry, Mark. Mark, while you've nailed yourself to the cross, we'll keep you there for just a moment. Just know, it's interesting. So what you're saying is seven of the... Just, are you a high-volume surgeon?
Yes.
How many screen-detected cancers do you do?
Between 50 and 65.
So what you're saying is then seven of those had four operations.
One more.
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe in that particular year, those would have all been, the majority of those would have been rather complex DCISs in very large breasts.
Okay, I think I don't want to personalise the thing too much, but I mean, you have insights that lots of people won't have in this process, but I do think that from the point of view of trying to figure out is there a proper way of doing things and stuff, that in terms of tying in, it's very hard to justify how one person could say 10% of their practice, which involves a significant volume, need four operations, and in the main we'd be saying the majority of women should get by with two. So it strikes me that there is something odd going on here overall, and that I think you might be a person to lead a debate on this, you know, that we could put something very interesting together in terms of educating people, because one of the things that comes across, if you look at these little white bars, I don't know if you can see the white bars on this slide. I put those in some years ago, trying to address the issue around surgical oncology of volume versus outcome. And the interesting thing is that there is an assessment that suggests that high volume people have better outcomes compared to low volume people. And you're an expert in this space. And in this one parameter, you have a shockingly poor outcome if we think this is a key performance indicator, that the average person coming through with a screen-detected cancer can have expect to be sorted out in less than three operations. If that's a key performance indicator, so clearly there is a case in point and a lot of stuff to be learned from this particular issue. That, you know, high volume, good outcome, bad outcome. You think you have a very good outcome because people have less mastectomies in your practice. Others would say, well, just looking in on it, some of them are having four operations and that's not a right way. But I think we can't really get as much out of it right now as perhaps the situation would allow itself to develop, and we might be able to put a strategy in place at some point. And the other thing I would say is perhaps Dr. Morrow would have a comment to make on this, because it's something that is forever coming through in Memorial about volume versus outcome and issues in that space.
Can I just make some small defense here? Because when you're looking at index procedures and outcome measures, as we heard from Jim yesterday, you should be looking at a portfolio. I have actually the highest mastectomy plus immediate reconstruction rate. So you can't take one thing in isolation.
You have to
look at the service.
And that's one of the points I'm getting at. And I think that is... So it is a reflection of our key performance indicators, because this thing is looking at quality and volume and uniformity across the system, and it's a question of one person may give more value to one key performance indicator than to another, and it's difficult to know what's right.
I think we'll need to move on, but there is also the issue of the low repeat operation rates for surgeons, and that may be a significant KPI as well, because these people may be taking out large chunks of breast tissue unnecessarily and having very low reoperation rates. So we've got to be aware of the other end of the spectrum. I think we've got to move on to the late start.
We did offer Monica the opportunity to say something. I don't know if she'd like to.
Studies that have asked the question have shown that the number of re-excisions to achieve negative margins does not correlate with rates of local recurrence. So in terms of real outcomes to patients, this outlier is not a harmful outcome to a patient. It may be a harmful socioeconomic outcome in terms of resources, but those are two slightly different things.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.